This is a CHOI News Report. British Columbia remains in a state of emergency due to wildfires burning across the central and southeastern interior of the province. An emergency order banning temporary accommodation for non-essential reasons remains in place for the central interior. Premier David Eby spoke about the ongoing emergency at a press conference on Monday.
We need everybody to really do their part right now. Listen to and respect the travel order. It is critical that we keep the roads clear, that we keep the hotels available for people, and be cautious out there. This is a very dangerous and fluid situation still. Please understand this is a very stressful situation for people in these local areas. The last thing they need is disaster tourists coming and interfering with rescue efforts.
There is currently a special air quality statement by Environment Canada for Vancouver Island south of Sayward, as well as the lower mainland and the interior of the province due to wildfire smoke. The current air quality in Nanaimo is considered low risk, and Environment Canada predicts the skies will continue to clear over mid-Vancouver Island on Tuesday before the smoke returns on Wednesday. The nearly 1,600-hectare Mount Conreed fire in Strathcona Park continues to burn out of control, but is not being actively suppressed as it does not pose a risk to public safety or infrastructure, according to the BC Wildfire Service. Evan Lloyd, Emergency Program Manager at the City of Nanaimo, says there are some simple things that you can do to be better prepared for an emergency.
Some of the main things we encourage people to do are to be prepared at home with some supplies that will support them to be self-sufficient for several days if there's a major emergency or disruption in the region. So the main things we want people to acquire are food and water that will allow them to take care of themselves for 3 days at a minimum, ideally up to a week, as well as any important medication and other critical supplies, basically allowing people to camp at home for up to a week. I often get questions around people wondering about evacuations, and really we encourage people to be prepared at home. Evacuations are a very difficult thing to plan for and consider because circumstances can be of all kinds of types. And so if we're resilient at home, it really increases the resilience of the community at large. And then part of the at-home preparedness is also building a plan. So if you have family members you live with, or you have pets, if you have kids, having contact information written down and available to everyone, having contact information for friends and family that might be outside of the region is important. And just having a general plan on how you will meet up and how you will coordinate with each other if there's a major emergency.
Municipalities in mid-Vancouver Island also have emergency alert systems that you can sign up for to get up-to-date local information.
If there's a major wildfire adjacent to or in the city, obviously we will be sending out information via our communication channels, our established communication channels. The one thing we would ask people to do is to sign up for Voyant Alert. It's our public emergency alerting broadcast system in Nanaimo. So you can go to the city website and get a link to that. And that will send you direct real-time alerts from emergency services, providing specific instructions and information around incidents and emergencies that are happening, like I said, in real time.
In the city and regional district of Nanaimo, the emergency alert system uses the Voyant Alert app that can be downloaded on Apple and Android devices, or you can go to voyant-alert.com. If you don't have an internet connection, you can call the city of Nanaimo at 250-758-5222, and public works staff will help you register for it. The Cowichan Regional District uses the Alertable app, while the Comox Valley Regional District has an alert system that you can sign up for at comoxvalley.connectrocket.com or by calling 250-334-6000. Lloyd says that making sure you have enough supplies for an emergency doesn't have to break the bank.
You don't have to go and build an underground bunker and do anything too extreme. Even just a small step of having, you know, a couple 4-liter jugs of water stored in a closet and some cans of chili, maybe some flashlights and some candles. That really goes a long way. I went to the dollar store and did my shopping there. And it's not supplies that are going to be very fancy if there's a major emergency, but it's stuff that will help me get through. And maybe if I'm doing well in that emergency, I can also use those supplies to support my neighbors and friends that aren't as prepared as I am.
For CHOI News, this is Mick Sweetman.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journals Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you.